This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 in the studio now is a young man who is just about to make the country sit up and take notice. We've been spinning his debut single here at Joy for a little while, and we've managed to catch him in the middle of a whirlwind promo and performance tour up and down the East Coast. Adam Katz, welcome to Joy.
Thank you, Chris. It's so cool to be here, man.
Look, it's really cool to get you in here, but I guess we need to have a little bit of the Adam Katz story. You're based in Sydney now. Is that always been home?
That's always been the case, yeah. It's always a wee one.
Okay. So when did music enter the life of Adam Katz?
Well, apparently I was 8 months old, and Mother Dearest told me I was singing January, February, March, April, something like that. So apparently when I was 8 months old, but it kind of kicked off more when I was 12 and a producer came to a school talent contest and actually just saw me and got me to do some BVs for some Soniacs at the time. So I was still quite young.
So backup vocals on some well-known performers or recording artists of the time.
Apparently, yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. Growing up, who were your musical idols?
Oh, I had a few faves and they kind of changed over time. Through my mum, I got into Tina Arena. Hardcore. I still love her. She's the bomb. And kind of getting a little bit older, Craig David, massive inspiration. And a little older still, kind of like around the 18 mark, I finally realized Michael Jackson and what Michael Jackson was. And it was just like from there, you know.
So I'm guessing you're not that much older than 18. So that you came a little late to the party.
I did. I never really, I didn't get it. We had a kid in our school in primary school, and he loved Michael Jackson, and no one really understood him either because we were so young at the time, and it took us all so many years to realize, oh my God, Michael Jackson is actually the guy, and this little kid was right all along.
Any favorite era for Michael Jackson or love, like from right from the start?
I'd say 80s, sure.
So the whole Thriller.
Pretty much Thriller. I mean, you know, I was Thriller, I was Bad.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, jumping into the 90s for Dangerous, I guess.
Okay, all right. So now I understand you've been working the live scene both as a solo artist as well as a lead singer of a band.
Yep.
What can the world expect from the Adam Katz live experience?
Well, at the moment, so I'm doing this club tour at the moment, and it's myself with some dancers and some backing vocalists, and that's a really cool vibe, and you know, getting around the country, you know, it's quick, it's easy, and we get to play some cool venues I haven't played before. But the really big shows are myself, and I've got a band behind me, and there are some amazing players back in Sydney. It's everything from your guitar, your bass, your drums and stuff too. I had a violinist, I've got a tap dancer, like for the really big shows. So
wow.
There, you know, when we got the budgets to tour that, that's what you're going to see, and that's the exciting stuff.
Now, around Sydney, you've had some fairly major regular gigs at some of the bigger venues. What sort of places have you played?
The Beresford Hotel, which is kind of like really, really awesome. That's probably my favourite gig in Sydney, to be honest. I've done The Basement, got another one there on August 10, so I'm excited for that one. Enmore Theatre.
Mm-hmm. Do you play the Ivy at some
stage? Yeah. I play the Ivy quite a few times as well.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll jump back there to promote this single, I don't know, in the next couple of months or something, but that's an awesome venue.
Right. Okay. Have you played next to the pool?
Yeah. I have played next to the pool. Many people have tried to pick up the speakers and throw them in the pool and it never works out well for anybody, but it's always fun.
I hope that's not a comment on your live performance.
Oh dear. Watch my words.
No. So, you are on this little whirlwind tour of the East Coast right now, and you've brought a guitarist in. Paul's with us. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, you're going to perform an acoustic of your brand new single for us today, which is very special. Let's hear Stars.
Let's do it.
Okay.
More new music than any other radio station. Joy 94.9.
Hey, you know, no. Hey. Woo, let's go.
And I said, hey, baby, how you doing?
See, I hope you like this letter I am writing. And baby, know that I am feeling higher than the ceiling, 'cause I realize that when you leave, girl, you'll be back. And one day, when I leave you, girl, I hope that we can fall in love again. And someday, oh, I will hold on to the feeling that we'll get back together eventually. Someday the stars will lead me to you, and this time I will be waiting, and I keep thinking about you. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your soul? 'Cause we were meant to be, meant to be, meant to be. We were meant to be forever. Like a letter down, I think they called it destiny. That led to me, now you're next to me. We have everything. No, 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 no. And whoa, say so now. Where we gonna go now? Maybe we'll get married, but you ain't that committed. And it feels like I'm Will Smith in Hancock, and the passion won't stop. The fussing and the fighting is beginning again. When I leave you, girl, I hope that we can fall in love again. And someday, oh, I will hold on to the feeling that we'll get back together eventually. Someday the stars will lead me to you, and this time I will be waiting, and I keep thinking about you. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your soul? 'Cause we were meant to be, meant to be, meant to be. And we were meant to be forever. Like a letter down, I think they called it destiny. That led to me, now you're next to me. We have everything, no, 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 no. Like, whoa, you keep coming back to me, babe, 'cause you're my shining light. And some people say we are crazy, my dear, but we're in love. And someday, in this time, I will be waiting, and I keep thinking about you. Can you feel it in your bones? Alright, we're gonna change it up. Yo, it's the noise, we breaking this down on Joy. And it's a freestyle for all the girls and the boy, the boys and the girls, and we rocking around. First Australia, then we taking over the world, yeah. Adam Cass on the mic, Shirley on the guitar. All by the way, single co-stars, and we breaking it down for you on the ones and twos. Take it to the chorus. Someday the stars will lead me to you, and this time I will be waiting, and I keep thinking about you. Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it in your soul? 'Cause we were meant to be, meant to be, meant to be. And we were meant to be forever. Like a letter down, I think they called it destiny. That led to me, now you're next to me. With everything, no, 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 no. Like, whoa.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Wow. Fantastic. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. You've just been listening to Adam Katz. He's a new artist out of Sydney, and that was his brand new single, Stars, live and acoustic here in the studio here in Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, and in the studio with us still is Adam Katz. He's a brand new artist out of Sydney, and we just heard him perform his brand new single, Stars, live and acoustic for us here at Joy. Adam, that was amazing. I love the single already, but I wasn't expecting anything like that acoustically. That was, and fantastic work from Paul as well on guitar. Well done.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks. No, it was really good fun.
Yeah, and I love the little breakdown rap there in the middle. That was very personalized.
It's always cool to just like, I mean, you know, when you freestyle, it's just like, it's a cool vibe for anyone you're kind of hanging with and like watching and listening and stuff. So
amazing.
Fun.
Love Loved it, loved it. Now, let's ask you a few more questions. I understand that you're an ambassador for Jeans for Jeans.
Yeah.
And right now a fundraising campaign around a high school will get an exclusive appearance for you and your band. Tell us what about that.
Yeah, so I teed up with Jeans for Jeans last year, and I mean, they're just obviously an amazing cause. They take the root of all the diseases and illnesses specifically with children, and they pretty much cater to everything. So everyone can kind of associate with them, and that was what was really poignant for me. So I teed up with them, and then we started working on some gigs together, and just both helping each other out and stuff. It was really great fun, and now we've decided on this cool campaign where for the Jeans for Jeans, the whole campaign for this year. I'm going to be doing some shows in Sydney and also one interstate, I think in Melbourne, right here, mm-hmm. and maybe in Queensland as well. It's for the most creative fundraising schools.
Okay.
So that's going to be cool. And also a special needs school in New South Wales, I believe, as well. So, get creatively fundraising, and it'll be myself and my band that'll be doing the whole performance. So
fantastic. And congratulations to you to get involved in that and offer that up as a prize for the high schools that do the best job.
Thanks, Chris.
Great. Well done.
It's cool.
Now, we just heard your debut single, Stars. I have to say, it's produced by UK DJ and producer Richard Cutmore, whose remixes are no stranger to the airwaves here at Joy.
Yeah.
How did you make that connection?
I actually, when I signed with Central Station Records, we were kind of tossing up, who are we going to get to produce, this single, because everyone was really excited about the song, but we wanted, the really freshest, hottest production right now. And we threw around some ideas, and the head of the label, actually, Jamie, he goes, dude, this guy Cutmore, he's the guy. So I listened to some of his stuff. I was like, wow, because the most amazing thing about Cutmore is his melodic sensibility. And mm-hmm. I'm a huge, as you can hear in the track, I just love my melody. I don't like that monotonous stuff. I love to just go, all over and make it beautiful. And he had that, and he really had it. But he also had that commercial thing and his, dance sensibility, amazing. So we started on a quick Skype. It was a half hour Skype session. We're just filling each other out, what do you think of the track? What's your production like? Just feeling it out. And then we started to get along really well. The next Skype went for about 3 hours. The next Skype was about 4 hours. And by then we were like, oh, we can do this to the track. We can do this to the track. So that was locked in just easily. I mean, after obviously, the remixes, the Maroon 5s, the Christina Aguilera's, it was just a no-brainer.
I like the fact that you refer to the melody. I mean, one of the things we like about the tunes that we play here on Joy is while they're all up-tempo, they're all very dancey, melody is key to our sound. And, Stars is a great example of that, and most of Richard's work is the same example. Good, nice to hear. And you mentioned, of course, that you've signed with Central Station.
Yeah.
Now they're a label that in recent history here in Australia is very much about international and local dance producers.
Mm.
So it's an unusual merging. How did it come about that Central Station decided to take you on?
It's a weird one. It was they saw a video clip that I had playing at Fitness First with the group that I'm part of called The Next Step, and that was 2 years ago almost, and we set up a relationship there and actually put the Next Step album out through them. It was kind of just they liked the album, we kind of just wanted to put it out quickly because we'd been touring it for a while, so we put that out, and then we just kept this relationship, and then they heard Stars, they were like, dude, we have to have that track. And I wasn't really sure for a while, I was doing so much stuff, and then I hit them up one day. I was like, you know what, guys, let's do this. Let's just, let's make it happen. And so we kind of got together and, signed the deals. And, to be honest, in this industry, it's really hard to find people that you believe in and you trust wholly. This has been hands down, and I'm putting this on the record, the best, most trusting experience I've had with a label in my entire 12 years in this industry. They work so hard for me, and I try and work as hard as I can for them, and I just trust them. They give me a lot of they let me do kind of what I need to do, and it's just amazing here.
What's in the pipeline for the coming months for Adam Katz?
Well, as soon as we finish the tour, back in the studio working on single number 2, which will be out in November. We've kind of got one we're looking at the moment, which is very possible, but, you know, still writing. And then jetting off to the UK in August to work with Cutmore.
So you're actually going to get to work with him
stuff,
in person.
Which is going to be so sick. And a few other guys as well that I've... been able to tee up with some really cool characters, which as soon as it's locked in, I'll
announce
straight
them
on the phone to Joy. But yeah, no, Cutmore's the big one, and we're so excited to work together and to gig together as well, because he DJs a lot around there.
He does.
Also singing now. I just thought I'd mention that he's doing a few singing gigs.
Is Richard singing?
Yeah, just a little something he's doing lately.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
If you're listening, Cutmore, that's a shout out.
We'll have to get him on the line for about that one, I think.
Yes.
Look, we've been speaking with Sydney artist Adam Katz. The debut single Stars is out now. Adam, thanks for dropping by and seeing us here at Joy.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, baby, how you doing? See, I hope you like this letter I am writing. And baby, know that I am feeling higher than the ceiling, cause I realize that when you leave, girl, you'll be back. And one day
listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.